You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, don't fall asleep. And yes, this is a message for Christianity. The last show, we were talking about Matthew 25, the first 13 verses, where it talks about the 10 virgins, and all of them, all 10 were virgins. In other words, they were potential brides, but 5 were asleep, and 5 were awake, and prepared, ready. And the ones that were asleep and weren't ready end up losing their salvation in this parable. And so that's why we're asking everybody, don't fall asleep. You know, the 10 virgins represent people who know about the coming of Jesus. They're waiting for him, but the groom didn't come when they expected him, so they all went to sleep. Sort of like the state of the church today. And when the bridegroom didn't come when they were expecting him, half of them that were waiting got spiritually cold. They were, in other words, dead. When they got word that the groom was on his way, all of a sudden they decided to get religious. And you know what happened? It was too late. Jesus is saying, look out. You don't know when I'm coming. But if you're spiritually dead when you hear that I'm coming, it's too late. He doesn't want anything with you, to do with you. Now, too many virgins in the church are spiritually dead. Remember, these are potential brides. And Jesus is coming to marry his bride. See, they're out there playing church. And they won't do what God commands us to do. Take a look at Exodus 33:30. It says, as for you, son of man, the children of your people are talking about you besides the walls and in the doors of the houses, and they speak to one another, everyone saying to his brother, please come and hear what the word is that comes from the Lord. So they come to you as people do, and they sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, and with their hearts they pursue their own gain. Indeed, you are to them as a very lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do not do them. And boy, unfortunately, it's so sad, the situation where people come to church and they hear the word of the Lord, or at least in some of the churches out there, but they just won't do it. They're not willing to do it. They're talking about giving their life to Jesus and how they love Jesus, and they're willing to do things for Jesus, but they're not willing to do what God says to do. And when you tell them some of the commands and some of the instructions from God, they plug their ears and close their eyes. And it's like they're saying, na 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 na, babbling. And just, they don't want to hear it. And it makes them angry to hear it. And then they go looking for loopholes and searching for reasons why they shouldn't have to obey God.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.